Gary Bowyer, is that the hardest 3 points your side have earned this season?
Yes. I get taken, the Mickey taken out of me for saying the phrase very much so, but tonight very much so, yeah. It was an unbelievable amount of effort from them, you know, and we've just said to them there, it's there's times where they're never going to be able to play the way that they've been playing. Teams will come and stop you, and you know, you look at the quality that Bury have and the experience they have against our youthful inexperience to a degree. But to a man, we dug in deep tonight and scored two good goals. You know, scored two very good goals. Conceded a scrappy one again from our point of view, but the quality of our goals were terrific.
You put a whole new meaning onto the phrase, ride out the storm.
Yeah, well, like you say, you know, A lot of the teams in this league have got heavy artillery and we've got little penknives, and the penknives are growing, and we just got to keep going. You know, it's a fantastic result for us because of that fact alone. You know, we had to ride the storm out, like you say, but that'll do this group an enormous amount of confidence and belief in what we're trying to do and how we're going about it, you know.
Your Curtis Tilts and your Ryan Allsop certainly at this club will not have had to put up with anything like that so far this season. No. They'd be a lot better for it.
Yeah, I think, you know, look at, you know, it's well documented, my opinion on Curtis Tilt and how he's developing and how he's been. He's just played against two, you know, very experienced strikers. Smith's been around, but Beckford's been around in his quality and, you know, the know-how and the experience that he did and brings people into the game with his link-up play. And Curtis has had a real good game against the pair of them tonight, along with Clark again and the rest of the back four. There's times where, obviously, with that quality, Bury broke it and it came down to the goalkeeper to do his job. And, you know, he's pulled out three fabulous saves for us and... you know, we're delighted with him because he's there to do that, but he's made a massive impact, Ryan, in how we play.
15 minutes of constant pressure at the start of the second half, then the equaliser goes in, and still they come at you.
Yeah.
As a manager, what do you do on that far side to stop the wave?
Well, what we did do is we talked about how we could try and get back in the game and get a foothold on it or make a change. And to be fair, we did. We made two changes. And I thought Viv again when he come on and Cookie when they come on, they got us back into the game and we started to ebb back into it. But like you say, you know, look, you only have to look on paper what we're playing against. And, you know, budgets and transfer fees and at where we are, we know what we are. We know what we're about, and we're going to be back to the wall against quite a few of the big teams in this league, the big spending teams. And that's when you have to put everything on your line for your teammate and for everybody else and give it everything that you've got. And they've done that tonight.
What a wonderful team goal, the opener.
Oh, brilliant. We showed them in the pre-match, you know, we showed them positives and we showed them one of the goals that we scored previous year against Oldham that was, you know, a similar sort of team goal again before Sean Longstaff put it in. But tonight was brilliant. And again, you know, credit to Terry McPhillips. He's come in. He's only been with us, what, a week or two. And once, you know, Tom Aldridge had been booked and they swapped him over, he said, swap him over, Nathan and Kelvin. And, you know, we did. And Kelvin's very good when he plays wide, whether it's wide right or at full back or wing back, at getting in at that back post. And tonight, like you say, it was a wonderful team goal and a great contribution from Sean Longstaff to square it, because it was it could have easily quite a shot.
We saw Viv Solomon-Ottobar get his first Blackpool goal on Saturday, and he's been close to getting it. Curtis Tilts had them over the top, off the line, off the bar. And he's won the match for you.
Well, he was desperate to score on Saturday because obviously he's from Walsall and he had a lot of people there. And he had a chance and, like you say, he headed it over. And we had a bit of banter with him leading into tonight saying, you know, it's about time you scored. And I said it'd be interesting when he scores because I don't think he's got a celebration. And we just said there we were right. He hasn't got a celebration, but you know it was a great ball in from Andy Taylor, and you know he's met it well. And this time, like you say, he's put it in the back of the net for us.
Finally, we talked about budgets and pen knives against artillery.
Yeah, yeah.
Big spending Wigan here on Saturday. Just how important was it for your boys to get that win under your belt tonight?
Well, what it does do, and we spoke about it before the game, there was a lot of frustration with the point on Saturday. And we asked them to then go and take the frustration and try and make that point, because any point you get on the road is a very good one, and make that point a very good point by backing it up with a win tonight. And they've done it. And what it does do is it gives them an enormous amount of belief and an enormous amount of confidence. And, you know, we lost Jimmy Ryan in the warm-up just before kickoff, 7:30. So we had to deal with that. But, you know, we'll get one or two bodies back and we'll have a right good go at Wigan. But, you know, we're aware of the challenge that lies.